Today, I'm going to show you how you can use karaoke in Spotify's app to improve your English skills. Hello, everyone. Are you ready for a fun twist in your English language learning journey? Well, imagine singing along to your favorite songs, and hey, presto, your English skills are leveling up faster than you can hit those high notes. Welcome to the fabulous world of learning English with Spotify's karaoke mode. We're about to merge the joy of music with the thrill of language learning. So, are you prepared to transform your living room concerts into English lessons? Let's get this show on the road. First things first, why should you mix tunes with your English learning routine? Well, music is a universal language, and it's a fantastic way to engage multiple parts of your brain. Singing along to songs can improve your pronunciation, expand your vocabulary, and even help you master the rhythm and intonation of English. Plus, it's a blast. Who said learning English can't be a party? When you sing along to English songs, you're not just enjoying the melody. You're embarking on a full-fledged language workout. Firstly, pronunciation. Ever noticed how singing a song naturally helps you to mimic the pronunciation of the words? Take Adele's rolling R's in Rolling in the Deep, or the soft T's in Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud. These songs can be your ticket to sounding more like a native English speaker. Next up, vocabulary expansion. Ever heard a catchy phrase in a song and found it stuck in your head? Well, that's the magic of music. For example, imagine learning words like serendipity from John Mayer's Heartbreak Warfare or fathomless from Taylor Swift's August. And let's not forget the rhythm and intonation. English has its unique melody, and songs are a fantastic way to get the hang of it. Listening to the ups and downs in the melody of Hotel California by the Eagles, classic, can give you a feel for English sentence intonation. Now, let's chat about Spotify's karaoke mode. It's not just for impressing your friends or your shower walls. It's a language learning powerhouse. Karaoke mode displays the lyrics of the song as it plays, letting you follow along and sing with your favorite artist. You can think of it as your fun, personal English language tutor who's always in tune. So as you can see, Spotify's karaoke mode is far from being a tool for belting out tunes in the shower or wowing your friends when they come over to hang out. It's a robust language learning tool. Imagine having a personal musical assistant tutor at your fingertips, one that is always ready to jam and have fun. Here's the cool part. As your favorite songs play, karaoke mode displays the lyrics right on your screen. So it's like having a sing-along session where you're not just having fun, but you're also learning. Picture yourself singing along with Louis Capaldi and someone you loved, watching the lyrics scroll by and absorbing every word and the nuance of the song. The beauty of this feature lies in its simplicity and effectiveness. So take a song like Perfect by Ed Sheeran. He's a popular artist. As you follow the lyrics on screen and sing along, you're not just practicing pronunciation, but you're also picking up new phrases and expression in a context that sticks. Karaoke mode turns your Spotify app into an interactive language lab. Whether it's catching every rapid-fire word in Eminem's Lose Yourself or the poetic expressions in Lana Del Rey's Summertime Sadness, you're tuning your ear to English as it's really spoken, sung, and felt. So I encourage you to hit play and make learning English a lyrical, melodic adventure. So now the question you might have is, how do you get started? Easy peasy. Just grab your device and open the Spotify app. Start by picking an English song that you love or are curious about. Maybe you heard it before, but you're not really sure what the lyrics say or mean. Music is all about our personal taste, so choose a track that resonates with you. It could be the latest pop hit or a timeless classic. And once you've found the song that you want to play, your jam, look for the little microphone icon. That is your karaoke wonderland. So tap on it and there you have it. The lyrics will pop up right as the song plays, inviting you to sing along. It's really fun to do. Now let's talk about song choice based on your English proficiency. If you're just starting out, you might want to opt for songs with simpler lyrics and slower tempos. Think Let It Be by the Beatles or Love Me Tender by Elvis Presley. These classics are not only easy on the ears, really beautiful to listen to, but they're also really great for practicing basic vocabulary and sentence structures. Now, for the more advanced English speakers out there, why not amp up the challenge? Try keeping pace with the rapid-fire lyrics of Eminem in Lose Yourself, or decode the metaphor-rich language in Taylor Swift's Cardigan. These songs will test your understanding and pronunciation of more complex English. Remember, the key is to have fun and stay engaged. Whether you're swaying to the soft melodies of Norah Jones or rocking out to Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, every song is a step forward in your English language learning journey. So pick up your track, hit play, and let your karaoke-powered English expedition begin. Now let's turn up the volume on learning. Pronunciation perfection. Singing along helps you to nail those tricky English sounds. Ever struggled with the TH sound? Well, try singing Something Just Like This by the Chainsmokers and Coldplay and feel yourself turning into a pronunciation pro. Vocabulary jam. Jot down new words from the lyrics and make a playlist vocabulary list. For instance, listening to Ed Sheeran's Shape of You could teach you words like magnet and heartbeat and grammar groove. Pay attention to the grammar structures in the lyrics. Singing We Will Rock You by Queen can be a fun way to grasp the future tense. Cultural context. Understand idioms and cultural references. For example, Taylor Swift's Shake It Off is a masterclass in idiomatic expressions and staying positive. Sing and repeat. Repetition is key in language learning. Sing your favorite songs over and over and over until you've got those lyrics down pat. Slow it down. Use Spotify's playback speed feature to slow down fast songs. This way, you won't miss a beat or a word they say. Let's bring Spotify's karaoke mode to life with some real-world examples showcasing how it can be a practical tool for enhancing different aspects of your English learning. For pronunciation, mastering a British accent? Well, try singing along to Adele's Someone Like You. The way she articulates and stresses certain syllables is quintessentially British. You'll start to notice subtle changes in your own pronunciation as well, picking up on nuances of a British accent. Notice how your accent starts to get a bit posh? Well, that's the power of karaoke. For an American accent, why not go with Taylor Swift's Blank Space? Her clear pronunciation can help you grasp the American way of speaking. For vocabulary, if you're looking to expand your animal-related vocabulary, let's say, Roar by Katy Perry is a fun choice. It's also a really fun song to sing, especially in karaoke. It's not just about roaring louder than a lion. The song is peppered with metaphorical language that can also enrich your vocabulary. And for a different theme, you can try Castle on the Hill by Ed Sheeran to pick up the words related to childhood and nostalgia. Lots of Ed Sheeran picks, if you notice, because I have a lot of students who are fans of his. For grammar, confused about past tense? Yesterday by the Beatles is indeed a perfect choice. It's a classic song filled with past tense verbs. But let's add some more. We Are Young by Fun features an array of tenses, giving you a feel for different grammatical structures in a single song. It's also a great way to understand how tenses flow in a narrative. For idioms and expressions, dive into the world of idioms with Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake. This song is a treasure trove of expressions and idiomatic language, giving you insights into more figurative aspects of English. For understanding context and culture, songs often reflect cultural context, right? So listening to Empire State of Mind by Alicia Keys and Jay-Z can give you a lyrical tour of New York City, offering cultural and historical references that enrich your understanding of American culture. For phrasal verbs and colloquialisms, phrasal verbs can be tricky, as you know, but they're a breeze with songs like Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. The song is filled with colloquial language and phrasal verbs, making it a really fun way to learn everyday English expressions that you can use in conversation. So through these examples, it's clear how Spotify's karaoke mode can transform your English learning process into an engaging, effective, and enjoyable journey. So hit play, sing along, and watch your English skills flourish in the most melodious way. Now, let's spice up your English learning with some karaoke challenges that are not just fun, but incredibly effective. Are you ready to take your karaoke game to the next level? You can do this alone or with friends. It's fun either way. So here we go. The genre swap challenge. This one's for those of you who tend to stick to one genre. So if pop is your jam, why not switch it up with a country song like Jolene by Dolly Parton? Or if you're all about pop, try diving into the pop world with Ariana Grande's Thank You next. This challenge broadens your exposure to different types of English vocabulary, idioms, and even regional accents. Plus, it's a great way to discover new music as well. The Daily Song Challenge. This is a commitment, but oh so rewarding. So pick a new English song each day, learn it, and sing it. And by the end of the month, you will not only have a playlist of 30 or so songs under your belt, but you'll also see a significant improvement in your English listening and pronunciation skills. From classics like Hotel California by the Eagles to the latest hits, each song is a new opportunity to learn and grow. Karaoke night with friends. Why learn alone when you can make it a party? Host an English-only karaoke night with your friends. This is a fantastic way to practice your spoken English in a fun, low-pressure environment. Singing songs like Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars or Wannabe by the Spice Girls with friends not only boosts your confidence, but also helps in practicing conversational English. The Accent Challenge. Pick songs by artists from different English-speaking countries. For example, try singing Someone Like You by Adele for a taste of British English and then switch to Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen for an American vibe. It's a playful way to get familiar with various English accents and pronunciations. The Rewind Challenge. Go back in time with songs from different decades. You can start with the 60s classics like I Wanna Hold Your Hand by the Beatles, groove into the 80s with Girls Just Wanna Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper, and then hit the 2000s with I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. This not only makes for a diverse learning experience, but also gives you a taste of English as it's evolved over the years. These challenges are designed to make your journey to English proficiency as enjoyable and effective as possible. So grab that mic, real or imaginary, and let's get singing. Want to step up your game? Eager to take your English learning journey with Spotify's karaoke mode to the next level? Well, here are some advanced strategies to enhance your experience. Karaoke meetups. Joining or organizing English karaoke meetups can significantly boost your language skills. It's a fantastic way to practice speaking and listening in a social, interactive setting. Imagine a group of learners belting out classics from the Beatles or the latest hits from Billie Eilish. These meetups aren't just about singing. They're about connecting, sharing cultural insights, and practicing spontaneous conversation. You can find local groups online or start your own. It's a great way to make new friends who share your passion for music and language learning. Lyrical analysis. Now, this is for those who love to delve deeper and also for those who might be a little bit more analytical by nature. So take a song and dissect its lyrics. I used to do this for French and it was such a fun activity for me. So look beyond the surface and explore the meaning, the metaphorical language, the nuance, and the cultural references. For instance, analyzing the lyrics of Hotel California by the Eagles could lead to discussions on American culture in the 70s, while Taylor Swift's The Man offers insights into contemporary societal issues. This exercise not only enhances your comprehension, but also encourages critical thinking and cultural awareness. Create your playlist. Tailoring playlists to different themes or language goals is an excellent way to focus your learning. For example, a playlist of love songs like Ed Sheeran's Perfect or Adele's Make You Feel My Love can teach you about romantic expressions and emotional vocabulary. On the other hand, a playlist of motivational songs like Eye of the Tiger by Survivor or Stronger by Kelly Clarkson can be uplifting and introduce you to vocabulary about surmounting challenges and overcoming obstacles and personal strength. You can create playlists based on moods, themes, or even grammatical concepts like songs with lots of future tense verbs or conditional phrases. Regular sing-along sessions, either solo or with friends, can greatly enhance your fluency and confidence. It's a fun, effective way to practice pronunciation, intonation, and rhythm. And hey, you could even record yourself to track your progress and notice areas for improvement. English music trivia nights. Here you can combine learning with play by organizing or participating in music trivia nights focused on English songs. This can include guessing songs from their lyrics, identifying artists, or even trivia about the song's background and its cultural significance. By incorporating these methods into your own learning routine, you're not just learning English, right? You're immersing yourself in a rich cultural experience. It makes the journey of language learning incredibly rewarding and enjoyable. So gear up and let's take this musical road to English mastery. Well, my friends, now is as good a time as any to tell you about our amazing online professional development platform and community, Explearning Academy, our self-guided yet fully supported communication and language community is tailored specifically for professional development and personal growth. This unique platform offers a blend of autonomy and guidance, allowing you to steer your language learning journey and communication journey while having access to a wealth of resources and expert support. Whether you're looking to refine your business communication skills, enhance your professional vocabulary, boost confidence in your workplace interactions, level up your conversation skills, reach social fluency, our community provides the tools and support you need. With a variety of interactive modules, real-world scenarios, and simulations, and a network of fellow professionals, you'll find an environment that's not only enriching, but also aligned with your career aspirations. And in addition to the self-guided resources, we also offer an exclusive small group coaching program designed for collective learning and deeper engagement. Meeting multiple times a week via video calls, this program offers you the opportunity to work closely with me and a small dedicated group of peers who you are going to love. These sessions are a space to hone your communication skills, receive personalized feedback, and engage in meaningful practice. You'll be able to work on specific areas of interest, from delivering impactful presentations to doing an elevator pitch to mastering the art of networking to working on your conversational skills, both in the workplace and in social interaction, all while building a supportive network. This blend of individual attention and group interaction makes a dynamic learning environment that accelerates your professional language development and enhances your communicative competence. So there you have it, future linguists and karaoke stars. By using Spotify's karaoke mode to learn and improve your English is not just effective, but it's an absolute blast. Remember, the key is to have fun with it. The more you enjoy the process, the more you will learn. That I can promise you. Now go on, grab that microphone or hairbrush, hit play, and let the learning begin. Until next time, keep rocking those English skills. And hey, who knows? Maybe you'll even have a new appreciation for karaoke. Like this fun approach to learning English? Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more creative learning strategies to improve your English and communication skills. So drop a comment below with your favorite karaoke song and let's keep the learning party going. Happy singing and learning, folks. I'll see you in the next one.